How fair is our workers' compensation system? We've all seen video footage taken by private investigators exposing dodgy compo claims, but how useful is this kind of surveillance when a worker is diagnosed with a psychiatric injury, like, say, PTSD? Damien Carrick reports.
Cathy Pritchard is married to customs officer Mike Pritchard.
When Mike boards the ship, part of the requirements are they have to process all the crew members that would like to get off the ship. And they have to look through their mobile phones, their computers, laptops. If they find anything that breaches Australian law, such as child pornography, the laptop or the mobile phone that has those images on it has to be put into the ship's bond. And Mike is not allowed to seize it as a customs officer. It goes to the ship's bond. And then once the ship goes out into international waters, the crewmen are allowed to have their laptops back with all those filthy images on it. If those images came through the airport, the customs have got the right to seize them at the airport and they get destroyed. So part of Mike's trauma is not only what he saw, but the fact that he had to give those back to those people.
Constant exposure to child pornography over many years took its toll. Last year, Mike fell ill and Comcare has been covering some of his medical expenses. But recently, Mike was informed that Comcare doesn't accept that there is a connection between his illness and his employment. He was also presented with surveillance footage that Comcare says questions the extent of his illness.
In the surveillance, they've got footage of Michael walking his puppy, 5-month-old Labradoodle. The Labradoodle is actually training up to be an assistance dog for Mike. That dog was prescribed by Mike's sleep specialist and his psychiatrist and psychologist approved it and said that they all thought it would be a really positive thing for Mike because it would actually encourage him to get out of the house, which it has done. So having surveillance of Mike walking a dog, a therapy dog, I think is actually ludicrous that they can sit there and say that he's not sick because he walked his dog. They're not saying to us that Mike doesn't have PTSD. They're saying to us that Mike doesn't have PTSD caused by work. So I don't understand what the point of having surveillance at all for Mike, because they're agreeing he has PTSD. So how is a photograph of Mike walking a dog proof that he didn't get it from work?
There is also surveillance footage of Mike buying milk, speaking on a mobile phone and speaking at an event. Cathy and Mike Pritchard are now collecting statements from Mike's former colleagues to convince Comcare that the events they say contributed to Mike's illness did occur. Mike's lawyer, Kevin Wong, says video surveillance can sometimes be useful when it comes to dodgy claims for physical injuries, but they don't have any value when there's a claim for psychiatric injury.
No, I don't think so. They only show a very small part of a person's life. I mean, we all know that we all want to put our best foot forward. People harness quite often all of their inner resources just to go out and just to enjoy some semblance of normal life. The person pops in a couple of Valium tablets and tries to get back to some normality, just even for an hour or two to go to the shops to get something. And then they get caught on video because you have these surveillance operatives camping outside of their home following their every move.
Tell me, how common is it for surveillance to be used in assessing compensation claims?
It's quite common. I mean, it's a useful tool to catch out the people who are fraudulently making claims. But, I mean, in the context of psychiatric injury, how can you tell? And how can you tell in the context of a video snippet?
Perth lawyer Kevin Wong. Comcare does not comment on individual cases, but in a statement said surveillance is one of a range of actions that Comcare can undertake to ensure a claim meets legislative requirements.
And that's Damien Carrick with that report.